In Nepal, the Maoist party broadened its lead following elections to appoint an assembly that will rewrite the country's constitution. The election is seen as the cornerstone of the 2006 peace deal, which ended the Maoist armed struggle to join the political mainstream. More than 13,000 people died in the insurgency. News editor of the Kathmandu Post, Amit Dakkal, says there is no fear of the Maoists imposing a communist government.
We hope, and the whole country hopes, that the Maoists will play by the rule of the game and act as an elected party and rule the country, but also at the same time accept the democratic rules and periodic elections. So there is not so much fear that the Maoists might capture and impose a communist republic, which is not possible geopolitically. And the Maoists themselves have said that they will also accept the competitive politics. There were some intimidation before the polling day, and there were also clashes. Maoists attacked in a number of places the cadres of the political, or mainstream political parties, and even threatened the voters. And that may have impacted to some extent. But what we think now is, one, even without that intimidation, Maoists could have gotten this number of seats and majority. And two, we don't think that intimidation and threat has altered the result of the poll.